today.
All right, we're back from that long 4th of July break. I hope that you had a time to chillax and, I don't know, kick back on a boat, sit in the city, do something fun and not have to really stretch your brain too much. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us now. Victoria, did you have a couple of days to just veg?
I did. It was the first couple of days I had to veg since Christmas. So I was kind of glad for that. Yeah.
Yeah. You need those days. We used to call them, we're in the bat cave. You know, you're just, boom, you're just shut down and read or do whatever.
You know, I read. It was so great to just read stuff and then realize, oh, I'm not up against a deadline. Yes.
That's true, because that's what happens when you read novels or read magazine articles or read, you know, anything. The bottom line is your reading has to be the briefings, the things that you're covering, because you only have so much time.
Yeah, so it was great.
All right, so I'm glad that you had a good little break there. And it's back to business, and you were at the briefing at the White House. Part of the focus, anyway, or some of the questions were about Egypt. Jay Carney was trying to maneuver around them. What did he say about Egypt and now this switch in the regime and what's happening there?
Yeah, he was peppered with questions, and it was interesting because he may have tried to maneuver around them, but he would say that he was being candid and blunt. And in fact, those were two of the words that he repeatedly used, saying that I am being candid, I am being blunt. And in fact, for him, he was. He made the point that that they do not believe that an immediate cutoff of American assistance to Egypt is actually in America's interests. He said that the Obama administration is going to study the events to determine whether the military seizing of power constitutes a coup d'etat under law. And so basically, dependent on that, they'll make a decision on whether to cut off aid. Because if it is a coup d'etat, they have to cut off aid. But if it's not a coup d'etat, they don't have to cut off aid. But they are not going to make a decision like, you know, by 4 o'clock Tuesday. They're going to take their time to do this. They don't think there's any advantage in doing anything really fast on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it could come out looking bad, really, depending on what happens, because it's unstable right now. Let's face it, don't you think?
It's very unstable, and to just cut off aid could add to the instability, and all they need is a really large, unstable, formerly powerful country slap bang in the middle of the Middle East right next to Libya. I mean, you really don't need that, particularly it's the only country that's got this peace agreement with Israel. It controls the Suez Canal. I mean, you know, does this spell disaster movie? I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. The other thing was the House Republicans and the Senate Democrats were going back and forth over student loan rates. This is an ongoing battle. What happens here? Are they going to strike a deal that's going to roll back the hike, or no, the hike's kicking in?
Well, the hike has kicked in. It kicked in a week ago. So anything that they do, they say it can be retroactive. You had kind of a weird duel today. You had this vision on the steps of the Capitol of House Republican leaders flanked, gathered with dozens of well-dressed college students blasting Senate Democrats for not yet passing a student loan bill. And you've got Speaker Boehner saying the White House and Senate Democrats have let these students down, and it's time for the president to lead. And meantime, you've got White House spokesman Jay Carney saying, we expect and hope the Congress will fix this problem quickly. So, but then also saying, well, I don't think the two sides are all that far apart. And the truth is that the two sides are not all that far apart. And the other truth is that it would be difficult to go back for their August recess not having fixed this, because there are going to be some really mad parents if they do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree. You think we're going to see, because, you know, now the other thing is immigration. This is nothing new. We've been talking about this for a while. But here we are in the stretch part of, what, 6 months left in the year. And I've asked you this question before, and everybody I ask on the Hill to think that immigration reform is going to happen. Do you think that?
I've got some doubts, actually, and some encouragement. My encouragement comes from the coalition, the loose-knit coalition of not only Hispanics, but also business leaders, evangelicals, dairy farmers, union workers, Chamber of Commerce guys, all kinds of people who are going to put pressure on House Republicans to get something done. I mean, today, four religious groups, the Sojourners, the National Association of Evangelicals, Southern Baptist Convention, National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, they blanketed House members with letters pressing them to move on comprehensive reform, stressing that they're Christians and they must heed the direct commandment of Jesus to welcome the stranger. These are pretty conservative people. So they're going to feel that there's pressure coming from there. On the other hand, there are a lot of conservatives in the House who don't believe in a pathway to citizenship.
Yeah. All right, so we'll keep handicapping that. Victoria Jones, as always, it's a pleasure. We'll talk to you again.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, so as you heard Victoria mention there, I think something to pull away from that is what's going on with Egypt and how important that is, as Victoria says, because of the location, certainly, in the Middle East. You know, what is it I say? It's the sands that trap us over there. It's so important, obviously, what country links up next to what country and the zones and the territories, because we're seeing now what's happened in the past really 2 years. And even before that, but lately the powder keg that has exploded with the so-called Arab Spring that in one way has led to some uncertainty. And if you're Israel especially, you're massively concerned over what's happening with Egypt for the reasons that you just said, and thinking of Libya and whatnot. And who are your neighbors? You know, who are your neighbors? All right, a couple of interesting things. The big blunder, I think, of the week has already happened. It has to do with the IRS and a couple of numbers. I'll tell you about that. The IRS are just becoming more and more the three dreaded letters, I'm telling you. And looking into that crash of the Asiana Airlines in San Francisco, more and more what it looks like it's going to come out to be, and it's not necessarily a shock to any of us who have read the bits and pieces of it, but it's the pilot, the pilot, the pilot that is what they're coming up with and talking about the inexperience of the pilot. And as one of the callers in Washington pointed out to us, when we say inexperience, it could simply be something where he's turned his head and has missed something in the decreasing of airspace in coming down into San Francisco. So the NTSB chairman, Deborah Hirschman, you're going to hear her on the flip side of this, did a preliminary review of the airport surveillance video, and they said that wasn't really conclusive, but they're looking at other things as they pull it all together and try to recreate what happened there. This is typical of what they do with any kind of a crash. So that's coming up here on America Tonight. Remember, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can anywhere along the way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We want to understand what kind of experience the pilots had, what was going on, and again, we will focus on the communications between the two crew members. Crew resource management is very important when you have two people working together to make sure that that effort is safe and seamless.
The group that reviewed the initial FAA radar data have indicated that there's no abnormally steep descent curve that's been detected in the data that they have.
All right, right there is the woman I was talking about running the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and cautiously looking into reviewing the surveillance video. That was Deborah Hirschman, and ultimately saying it wasn't conclusive. And still the conversation is, what happened? How did this plane take this awful turn where it left people astonished and in shock that all of a sudden they're in the middle of a plane crash? The odds of being in a plane crash are 1 in 11 million. It's almost like lottery odds in one sense. So you walk away from a crash like this, and I talked about this a little bit in a previous show. You walk away from the crash, and what are you thinking in your head? There was a movie, and I want to say it was called Flying, Fear of Flying or Flying. My brain will eventually come up with it. And in that movie, it was about that. It was about the plane crashing and the survivors and then the people near each other and how they couldn't really resume their normal life, that it was really hard to relate to people who hadn't been in a plane crash, like their family. All of a sudden, they're back with their family, and it's like, oh, thank goodness you survived. But then they're having a tough time just doing the normal everyday things because their mind keeps going back to the crash and to the people around them being jostled in the plane and people that they had just had conversations with that suddenly were gone, were killed in the crash. And there were people that were seriously injured. There were people that were trapped. So depending on where you are on the plane. And then that's always a debatable thing. You talk to some pilots and they'll say, oh, you don't want to really be back by the tail. That's a dangerous part of the plane. And other people will say, we don't really want to be over the wings because things can happen to the wings. Well, geez, you don't want to really be in the front of the plane. And even if you're in first class, if something happens, you'll automatically have problems when the plane breaks in half. Suffice to say, you just can't think that way. You just can't think that way. You just have to believe it's all going to be okay. If there's one in 11 million odds, the odds are really in your favor that this is a freak thing. It doesn't happen that often, but there is a course of possibility of anything that can happen in your life. But it's very strange to hear of plane crashes, people who saw the plane crash, and then ultimately the people who walked away from it. And they're waiting, and they're probably, I think there would be two kinds of ways you could go with this. I don't know how all of you feel about it. You're listening to me right now. Just for a second, it's a terrible thing. I know the one in 11 million odds, play the odds with me. That terrible thing happens to you. You have a crash landing. But it's a crash landing that you successfully maneuver a way out of. Whether you're on the Hudson, like all those people, with Captain Sullenberg, who made their way out, stood on the wing, people came to their aid. It was an incredible thing. They got off, though. Or people that were in this Asiana airline disaster. Many of them, boom, calmly, tried to help other people, and then went down the chutes. And I've also mentioned this before. There's a little teeny story that's floating around. I haven't heard many people talk about it, but there were supposedly, because I wasn't on that plane, but there were supposedly some people who were fine. Got, you know, the shocking thing happens, and they're grabbing for their crap in the overhead bins. If somebody slowed me down, I'm with a kid, I'm with a family, I'm with myself, whatever it is, or the people around me, because they're so creepy that they're moving aisles back to get their equipment out of an overhead bin, boy, I'd have a serious problem with that. When a plane is on fire and there's smoke everywhere. And essentially that story's kind of gone away. Because I think it may have, you know, just been a small, like anything else, it was a small amount of people, but that small amount of people could add up to other people maybe getting off of a plane. So the crash killed two. They were 16-year-old girls. They injured 182. It was coming from Seoul, South Korea, slammed into the runway, broke off its tail, caught fire before it slumped to a stop. Some passengers got down those slides I was talking about, the chutes. Thick smoke was everywhere, trail of debris, so you don't even know what you're falling into. And then you had the firemen who got there pretty quickly. They got the flames out because that burns through that fuselage with the foam and the water and all that stuff. And thank goodness, because there's always the chance of the explosion and then anybody left, that's it, even maybe running away from the plane. And the police on the ground did everything that they could to help. Because, you know, now you have these awkward spaces, too, where people are trapped or hanging kind of half in a seat. So what's very strange, they say, the coroner said, that one of the bodies was found on the tarmac near where the plane's tail broke off. The other was found on the left side of the plane about 30 feet away from where the plane ultimately rested after it skidded down the runway. So they're looking, the autopsy is going to determine whether the second girl's death was caused by injuries suffered in the crash or a secondary incident. They don't know. It's going to take a couple of weeks to try to piece that all together. But you know, this is luck of the draw, I think, because if the two girls were sitting in the tail, well, there's the example. The tail smashes off. Maybe they're in the last possible row, and one's out on the tarmac, and one goes flying out when the plane ultimately comes to a stop. And the focus has been on the pilot, Lee Gang-guk, who was trying to get used to the 777 during the crash landing. that he had about 10,000 hours, because it's always about how much hours you have on the plane, what does the flight book say? 10,000 hours flying other planes and similar planes, a Boeing 747, but only 43 on the 777. So were there little nuances? Was there something he missed? You know, what was it? And since the crew was there and you heard what she said heading into this, the representative from the National Transportation Safety Board, is you talk to the crew. So you got four, and then you have the rest of the crew, and then you figure that out from there. What did they say happened as it was coming down? I mean, they're not even actually saying as whether they're going to look into whether or not the time that he had on the 777s had any kind of role in it. You know, they say that basically you just want to make sure that they can do it safely every time. That's the key thing. They're looking at all the pilots, what they were doing, even in the hours leading up to it. See, that plays into it. You know, you saw that, and it is, in some ways, mirroring life. You saw the movie with Denzel Washington, where that's what they do. They recreate what were they doing before the plane, before they got on the plane. Did they have no sleep? Were they out on, you know, were they fatigued? Was there some kind of medication that played into this? You know, what is it? As much as they might look at experience and how they are together and how they communicate, they'll look at all that kind of stuff. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Because the first people you look at, and it makes sense because they're the ones flying the machine, you know, they would naturally look in that direction. A lot of the people that were on the plane are already home. The airline flew a couple of people home, back to even Korea, and six government officials, they say, and a dozen relatives of passengers are being flown in from Shanghai. Oh, would that be the worst call to get? You're going to pick someone up. You're excited. You know, that to me, when I think of, everybody has a different memory of airports or a different thought. When I think of planes and I think of flying, I think of excitement. I think that, ooh, someone's there on the other end, or somebody that I haven't seen. Can't wait to get off the plane. Usually, that's kind of my mindset. So, if there's someone picking you up, imagine them seeing that possibly, or then hearing there's a crash, and they're waiting for you. So, it's all about these 7 seconds. If this was a movie, it'd be 7 seconds to touchdown. So, 7 seconds before the plane hit into a seawall, one of the crew members called on the pilots to increase speed. They got that from the recorder. What do a madam and a rock singer have in common? I'm going to tell you next.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah. In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
I'm deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends, and supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked.
You know what they say about politics and strange bedfellows? To be a New Yorker and have that vote on the same ballot as Anthony Weiner, who wants to be the mayor of New York, former Governor Eliot Spitzer, who you heard in that ensemble of shame, stunned the political establishment by announcing he's running for city controller. Oh, my, there are so many jokes wrapped into one. So they will both be on the same ballot. In other words, you go to vote, and that's two of your choices, different offices, but there you go. And in a completely different twist, check this out. Because remember, Spitzer's the ex-governor. He resigned in 2008 And this was because of the scandal over the high-priced call girl. He's competing against Kristen Davis, the ex-madam, who says she supplied him with the hookers and who is running on a libertarian ticket. He said, look, I love public service. I believe in it. I hope I'll be given a second chance. How many chances do New Yorkers give for these guys? One who shows his package, the other who hooks up with, what was it, client number 9. So he started, Spitzer created a committee. They're circulating, nominating petitions, and they're trying to get the number of signatures you need, which is 3,750. He'll get them to get on the ballot by the Thursday deadline. And he says that he's not going to opt into the city's public campaign finance system. So, it's about sex scandals. And can you imagine if New Yorkers elect Wiener for their mayor and Spitzer for this city comptroller position? I mean, what a wild campaign. And then you have the madam in between. She went to prison for 3 months for her part of the high-end escort deal. And remember, he's client number 9. Spitzer's client number 9. The call girl was Ashley Dupree. And then that whole thing came out because all the sordid details about him keeping black socks on during their encounters and all this kind of stuff. And whew, I thought it was a joke. Somebody immediately, when this happened, sent me a text today from New York. Yo, you're not going to believe this. I did. I thought they're setting me up for jokes. I'm trying to learn how to tell better jokes. So it is no joke. And you know that he's going to be asked about the prostitution scandal. And this was a rising star in the Democratic Party, as was Anthony Weiner. So, I mean, he was the steamroller guy who tried to take out so many of the so-called bad guys, and then he turned out to have this sideline going on. So he is still popular with some progressives who really dominate the cityscape as far as the Democrats are concerned in New York. So it's not too far-fetched that he wouldn't have a shot at this office. I mean, who has the better chance? The city controller spot, Elliot Spitzer getting that, or Anthony Weiner becoming the mayor? And would you vote for Elliot Spitzer for that spot? I mean, who cares about the scandal and let's just move on? Or how can anyone vote for a politician who's caught in the middle of a prostitution scandal?
Well, this is kind of the year of the revival, because you had Sanford in South Carolina, and now you got Weiner and Spitzer both on the ballot this fall.
Yeah, it's very strange. I think revival is the right word for it. The only thing I would say is Elliot Spitzer was tough on crime. There were things that he did that were pretty good for the city when he was sort of like a Rudy Giuliani smashing organized crime and trying to clean up the city in a different way. But the problem I would have is he's a liar then. You know, that's the thing. So you have this deep other side secret that you're covering up, that you're lying. And because you're caught, it comes out. So if you think of that, well, that's a big lie. Do you trust that guy to be in another position that you check off when you go to vote? Like you look at the other people running and say, okay, yeah, I want this guy to do it. You know, I don't care what happened. Who cares? So he slipped, and lots of people slip. And, you know, do we care about that? And you could tell obviously in what you heard that was played there, that there are lots of people that fall from grace. I'll tell you, in that clip, who bounces back? Clinton. Oh, Clinton. Still beloved, gets tons of money for speeches. People listen to him. They like him. He's hooked up with Bush. They have an initiative. They've traveled around together. No, it's like that's forgotten. It doesn't matter for Clinton. The other people that were in there, like John Edwards, because it had an extra heinous part to it where his wife is traveling around, and she's got serious cancer, riddled with cancer, and he's running for president, and then all these shenanigans are going on the side. Plus, what was going on with the campaign money, was that funding the videographer that he had the love child with? I mean, I don't know that a John Edwards gets that second chance. I don't think in a revival tour running for another political office that the people in North Carolina necessarily would put him in a spot like that. I think that's a tough one. I mean, when they see him on the street or that kind of thing, I don't know that people are darting ugly looks at him as much as they were initially when this happened. Because remember, Elizabeth Edwards died, and it was so sad, and all the things that she had to go through at the tail end of her life, and it was part of it was because of this scandal and the fact that there was a child. And the thing is if you're running for office, you're fair game. And think of New York. People in New York are not shy about their opinions, and they're not afraid to heckle you or say something to you. And so Spitzer is going to be heckled and has already been heckled to death about this. You know, were you with a hooker and all that kind of stuff? It's just like Wiener. Wiener has this little hot button that he wants to, when he's out there on and he's campaigning, where somebody will yell something at him, and you've got to be able to deal with that because you threw yourself back into the public eye. If you're asking people to vote for you, well, you are fair game. So if you have a past that was pretty checkered in the sense that it was blown up all over the newspapers and everybody knows little kinky, sordid, whatever details about your sex life, then you got to deal with it. So when this all came out about Spitzer, of course, he's mobbed by reporters. Because this is 5 years after resigning from the prostitution scandal. And he's got to walk around with petitioning sheets, and people are following him around. And he's got to get signatures. So he has been in a crush of a crowd, and there's a heckler or two who shout nasty things at him and, you know, yell things like, were you really with a hooker? Did you leave black socks on? Because that was all the stuff that was reported. And he so far has been able to bite his tongue and just says this is about public service, and that's what it is. You know, what it is about for Spitzer. And like I said, I mean, seriously, he has done in his role, he has done some things for that city. But Spitzer is like the typical rich guy. He came from a filthy rich family. And what do you do when you're filthy rich in this country? And you're kind of bored, you know? You get bored with the country club. You get bored running the hedge fund. You get bored being a wealth manager. You run for office because you don't have to rely on, you know, you have some money and you've got some friends in the right kind of position. So that's what you do. You run for office. And that was Spitzer. He had a dream, though. He had a dream, I think, to be president. All right, I said rock singer. This isn't necessarily a surprise. If I told you that Ted Nugent is seriously mulling over the possibility of running for president, what would you say? And would you vote for Ted Nugent? Pro-gun, comes out swinging against the same old nonsense in Washington, is an open book as far as we know. He's not afraid to say anything that's happened in the past that I can see. And there is definitely a fan club for Ted Nugent. But would that fan club expand? Would enough people actually vote for Ted Nugent that he could make a difference and be considered to be a serious candidate? Now, of course, we're talking about 2016. What kind of a shot, odds-wise, would you give Ted Nugent? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest, in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
And you're perfect. Certainly not anybody running for an office in New York, at least a couple of them that we know. All right, here we are at the final frontier of this hour anyway on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And we're going to mix it up a little bit, some odds and ends, because there's some crazy things that are happening that are worth throwing out there that I feel like imparting to you. How's that? You heard about the crash and it's terrible and where we are with the investigating. And it does catch your breath, because if you've ever flown, maybe it is in the recesses of your mind that, hey, this could happen to me. Maybe I'm that one in 11 million where, unfortunately, I'm in the middle of a situation that's chaotic because I've got to get out of a plane that has crash landed or, you know, not so lucky. All right, the IRS. It's just too much of an easy target. Every time I talk about the IRS, I think, boy, am I making myself more of a target. Well, the IRS mistakenly posted Social Security numbers of tens of thousands of us on a government website. They confirmed it. They admitted it. They say maybe 100,000 names. They were posted in a database for tax-exempt political groups known as 527s, and first discovered by the group publicreserve.org. Don't you love that? They find the mistake, not the IRS. Somebody else finds it. So this group said they learned of it. The reason they learned of the postings is they were working on an unrelated audit of something that was vetted, a shipment of IRS info on DVDs. So they immediately called them and they shut the site down the next day. The IRS is saying that they were alerted about a whole bunch of Social Security numbers posted on the site and removed web access to the information out of caution. Yeah, caution. I would say so, because maybe you're one of the 100,000 Social Security numbers that were posted there and somebody's quickly loading them down, using them. You know, how often what can you do with someone's Social Security numbers if you're a hacker, if you know how to use that information? Are you kidding? That's like manna from heaven. So they shut down the site. The 527 homepage asked visitors to check back, and the site was still shut down. And so now they've got to go over, fix the information practices and how they do it and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, boy, they're just brutal with this whole nonprofit thing. Either they're denying you, and somebody sent some memos, and we don't know who, and we're confused, right? We're not confused. We're confused because they're not saying what happened. They're not telling the whole story. And granted, there is an investigation going on. And this Danny Werfel, the guy who is running the IRS, I think he's out to squash whatever it is that happened here. I really believe that. I mean, time will tell if that happens. But I think he doesn't want the IRS to continue to get pounded any more than it has to be. Because nobody's ever going to embrace the IRS. Nobody says, even if they say, I'll pay my fair share, nobody likes the IRS. They don't like to get a threatening letter or a mistake letter or any of that kind of stuff. And so all of that was just exacerbated by Lois Lerner taking the Fifth and then the back and forth over what she did know or didn't know and who did it all come from. Because for goodness sake, it didn't fly out of the sky. It wasn't like Moses and the Ten Commandments. Here's what you need to do. Thou shall not approve any of these 501(c)s for this tax-exempt status. It clearly was, oh, okay, any kind of a political bent, especially if it says Tea Party in it. I mean, that's obvious. There's no denying it. So that came downstream from somebody higher up, and why they can't peel away this part of it, I don't understand. But I think Werfel will do it. If somebody just decided this arbitrarily, or if somebody put this memo together and said, okay, we're going to really watch out for this, then I believe he'll get to the bottom of it. But there we go. Duh. Blunder of the week already, the IRS. At least 100,000 Social Security numbers out there on a website, just out there for anyone to see. Here's a shocker. The governor with the best hair you've ever seen, I swear it doesn't move. Governor Perry is not going to seek re-election in 2014. Does this mean he's going to try to really seriously run for president? He says it was time. It was time to do this. So now, in a big state like Texas, there is an opening in an important election year. 2014. It leaves a big, big hole, creates a big opening. And of course, we know Perry ran for president in 2011. He entered late, dropped out after finishing fifth in Iowa and sixth in New Hampshire, just 1% of the vote. And there were a couple of forgettable moments for him. Some of the things that in the debates that I think nailed him and made him decide to step away. But he says, you know, back surgery slowed him down. He has other things that he wants to do. But he's been the governor since 2000. That is a very long time to be the governor of one of the biggest states that we have in this country. A very, very long time. And people think of Perry and they think of Texas saying that they could secede from the United States. He was known for that. Also, his concealed handgun while he was jogging. People talked about that. His push to have college campuses where you could be armed for shooting a coyote. If you go back into the history of this governor, and it leaves a big gap. And in a state that slants Republican but definitely has a Democratic thread, is this an opening for the Democrats, or does this continue, you know, does he hand the mantle over to the next Republican who gets elected here, and what does it mean for Texas, especially when you have a governor that's so identifiable, and that's who people think of. They think of Perry, Perry, Perry. Oh, yeah, that governor. They don't know the name. They can tell you about the governor. Strange thing, and this fits into a little bit of an odd and ends segment. This was a past week, was a holiday weekend for a lot of people, 4 or 5 days off. And naturally, if you're in California and the weather's warm because the Pacific Ocean's pretty cold, hey, it's warm outside, good chance to actually catch maybe a little bit of a swim. And in Laguna Beach and some of the other nooks along the Pacific coastline in Cali, people were swimming and then they would get out of the water and they'd have all these black membranes stuck to them. And they were shocked. And some of them were got stung and were swollen up. They were jellyfish. So they didn't see them in the water. It kind of blended in. They went for a swim, and then when they came out, they realized that they were covered in jellies. Oof. Man, I don't know about any of you if you've ever had an encounter with a jellyfish, but growing up and spending time on the South Jersey shoreline, you would have no jellyfish, and then all of a sudden you would have jellyfish, and somebody would spot the man of war. And that's what it was. Somebody would have these eagle eyes, and they'd scream at the top of their lungs, "Man of war!" And everybody just ran for the hills. You would have thought they said, 50-foot great white shark. And the man of wars are so big that that sting is almost paralyzing if that were to cling onto you, because that's what jellyfish do. So the people in California who weren't used to seeing a lot of jellyfish really weren't looking for that. Blended and had no idea, and then emerged from the surf, some of them just really covered with these black membranes. Whew, what a way to end this version of America Tonight.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.